Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello and welcome to another Online Writing Insider. Today, I and Robin shall be discussing an age-old HubPages issue, which is
what to write about.
And you'd think that this is not so much of a problem for many of our authors, mostly because everyone writes so many amazing hubs, but sometimes anyone who writes is going to sit down and not really know where to start. So we've got some advice for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, we like to present ourselves as the place for everyday experts to share their advice.
Yep.
And to earn rewards from that. But I think that means that if you're an expert on anything, you know you should write about that. So I am now an expert in buying a stormtrooper costume. I should probably write a hub about that.
Yeah, there's probably millions of searches on that daily.
Yeah.
Simone.
You want to be that awesome? Because it's awesome. So, if you're an expert like me on stormtrooper costumes, perhaps we'll have a little writing war. But, well, Robin, you're a mother. You're an expert skier. You know what it's like to go on long car rides with kids.
Yes, I do.
You can write about things like that as
well. Yeah, I have a lot. You know, everybody has a lot of different interests. So the question is just finding which of those interests you really want to write about or which of those interests are viable online articles.
Yeah, and well, you make a good point there. It should be something that people actually care about.
Yeah.
So if I'm really interested in collecting toenails,
which is very disturbing,
which would be really gross. First of all, I might not want to write about it because it might reflect poorly on my personal brand, but I also might not want to write about it just because no one's going to read it. Well, people might read it for the shock value because it's horrifying.
Yeah.
But yes, you want to think about the things that you are an expert on and then think about the things that when you tell people about these things, people get slightly excited.
Yeah.
So when I go out and tell people, well, yeah, I have a stormtrooper costume, that usually starts an interesting conversation. That's a good little litmus test. If I were to go out and tell people about my toenail collection, they'd probably want to walk away from me. Yeah. So good test.
Yes. And also think about if you have photos or videos or interesting statistics that you could add. So if you're an expert in something, usually you have pictures or... And if you don't, take some pictures and some videos of those things that you have expertise in.
Well, this is another big thing, is that so many of our best writers who don't know what to write about, or who do even know what to write about, it's hard for them to get images.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest part, getting an original photograph, something that's really high quality and beautiful. But say you travel somewhere and you have all these images of ancient Greek statues, or you photograph all this amazing architecture, or you go to a wedding. Suddenly you have this amazing stock photography that you can use in a hub on one of those subjects. And maybe if you don't know what to write about and you've already written about everything that you're an expert on, maybe you can do a little research on weddings or are on a certain type of architecture that interests you.
Sure.
And you can just use those photos as an excuse to research something new, learn about something new, and then write about it.
And most of us have our photos that are digital and they're online somewhere, maybe on an old Shutterfly account or somewhere. Go back and look. It might spur you on to have some ideas about what you could write about. Like, oh yeah, I went there. I remember what happened when I went to Greece.
And you can give advice on what not to eat to get diarrhea when you go to Greece or something.
Sure.
Because I'm really thinking about pleasant things today.
You are. Don't eat the meat off the street.
But chances are, though, if you do have a photo of something, you have a memory associated with it. And if your memory is interesting to other people, so not just, Greece is really pretty, then...
Those euros.
Woof. So you make another point where we were talking a little bit before this podcast started recording about how if you're not an expert in something, maybe if you're doing research, just share that.
Share your research. We've talked about that in other podcasts, too, is that it's the perfect time to create a hub is when you're researching how to do something.
We do this all the time.
Yeah. Yes, we
like
do.
Like, which piano you should buy. You just bought a piano recently. I know. Did a lot of research on them. Have you written a hub on that yet?
No, I haven't.
You should.
I need to.
We've been kind of busy, I guess.
We've been a little busy. But yes, I need to write a hub on how to choose a piano or how to buy a used piano, because that's actually what we ended up doing.
And you had to, it was kind of a long learning process, right? To figure out which one was best and which one, you know, what the prices should be. Yeah. That's really good information that a lot of people are probably wondering about.
It is.
And a final thing to consider is the search audience in a more quantified, concrete way, right? And the way to do that is using the Google AdWords keyword tool.
Yes.
And this
we
is
have
a
Learning
tool.
Center entry on that too. Yes. So if you haven't used the Google AdWords keyword tool, we recommend just going over and using it a little bit and playing around with it and seeing if people are actually searching for Stormtrooper costumes, which I'm sure they are. But
they totally are. I've keyword researched this already. I have plans. But
those photos. Stay tuned for those photos.
They're awesome photos.
I can't wait to see them.
Oh, boy.
And also, once you've mastered the Google keyword tool, an easier thing to do is just to type your title into Google and see what shows up.
And there's a lot of the exact same.
Yes.
So if I Google how to find a Stormtrooper costume and I see 10 articles that have that exact title,
probably need to shift it around a little bit.
Yep. But that's okay. You can do that. And you can find niches within niches, and there's typically someone who is interested in your advice.
Or if there is a Stormtrooper costume article and it's not very good, you have a chance of beating it. So just because it's out there doesn't mean, in fact, there's something out there for everything. But if you can write a more informative hub with better photos, maybe a video, maybe some polls and a table, you have a chance of beating out that article. So
it's true.
Take a look.
Yeah, and actually that's one final thing that you can go to if you don't know what to write about. You're trying to just find what interests you should write about. If you're interested in something and you Google it and you don't see a good explanation of it, so say when I was, before I got my costume, I was really interested in getting a Stormtrooper costume. I did Google results and I had a lot of trouble finding something that was good. I ultimately made a bunch of other people who were more knowledgeable about the subject tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And that is a huge indicator that this thing that I'm interested in is not being well taken care of online. So when your interest is not satisfied online, that is the ultimate reason why you should create a hub on that subject.
And really, writing about the things that you love and the things that you are an expert in, that you do every day, those are the best hubs.
It may seem mundane to you, but it's probably something that someone else is really wondering about.
Yeah. What did you make for dinner? What are you going, you know, to do with your kids on a rainy afternoon? All of those things make fantastic hubs.
Absolutely. So I hope that helps you out there thinking about what you're going to write about. It helps us.
Yes.
Well, at least you, Robin, have had wild success, and I'm starting to see some really good success, so it makes a difference. So yeah, have fun writing about your passions, and make sure that you just do a little bit of research, because if you do, it will really pay off. Thank you.